Sir James.
Goy Masha Hashem Mipnei. So far there's no about the Zohar yet. Asha Hekla Hashem Mipnei. Hayas Dvorim Roim Lachis Hashem. And then comes something else. It came, Dvorim Roim means evil things, to Hachis means to make Hashem angry. Now this is what we call Lachis. I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I do it anyhow. This is what you call Avera Lahachis. You have two pieces of meat that both have the same taste and the same thing, and they're both good, and I could eat the kosher and the treven, I eat the treven in order to make up the Rishmoga angry. That's what you call Pesha. Oman and Pesha. Oman is in the Mezit, and Pesha is rebellion. Lahachis has it. Now comes after the first stage, which was serving Avodah Shvocho in this form, which is a pre-Avodah Zohar stage. Vayavdu ha-Giluli. Then the next stage is they worship Giluli. Golol is actually a dunghill. That's an expression connoting the shame of worshiping Avodah Zohar. Avodah Giluli. Golol is a place where the dung is being heaped up, and we call the altar, the idols are called Gilul. Asher ma Hashem lehem lo sasu. And the Shvora told them, lo sasu zadovazeh, you mustn't do that. So the word Asher can mean because. Since we say the Achiz is Hashem, the Achiz means they did the Avera because. Why would they exchange the worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the exchange of the worship of Gilui? Where it's not for Lahachis Hashem. We have spoken about that a few times. How come that the Medrash and Mishnah says, Man Gilui Yim Tohu, that the stone waters are sweet. If there were not stone, there wouldn't be sweet. Water has no sweet taste. But if it's stone, that you do something wrong, that gives a... And the morbid mind, the sick mind, gets satisfaction out of the fact that this is forbidden. And the more forbidden it is, the more the worse, the more tick as a tickle the wicked mind. So he is Vayabra Giludim Asherma because of Vayyat Hashem be Yisrael. Now Hashem is both warned Yisrael. What who had been all of this to warn yourself? Who be Yehuda and also Yehuda be Yad call the vehicle Chose through the hands of all the prophets of all the visions. Yad call the vehicle Chose. It's a strange expression. Nevi'im means prophets and Chosim means also seers. They see Chazon Yeshayi ben Amos. They say we have the following vision. Shai has a vision that the cities are burned down, the Mishnah is destroyed. He tells that vision to the Jewish people. Hazan. So the Yad Kol Nevi'im, the Kol Chosen. But he doesn't say so. That the Yad Kol Nevi'im, the Kol Chosen, he sent, there were different times of Nevi'im. Instead of Nevi'im, like Elio and Elisha. There were other Nevi'im, like in Luke at that time, Hosea and Amos and Yeshaya, all contemporaries. So the expression is here, Yat from Nevi'e Kochose, means all prophets of all the Nevi'im, different types of Nevi'im. It's a colloquial expression. Different kinds of visions, different kinds of Nevi'im. In each Novi uses his own language. It says, they say, give the same message, that ancient Nevi'im is Nabim, the signal Echot, two Nevi'im. No, Novi has his own, the same style. So, Kol Nevi'im Kohos means all forms of Nevu'ah. Reima, Meshuvu Midakeche Meroim, saying, come back from your evil ways, Veshimru Mitzvosai Chukosai, and keep my mitzvahs and chukim, Gechol HaTorah, the Divisi of Eserim. Now new Torah, you have changed the Torah. They're calling the Torah which have commanded your fathers. Hashem shalach talechem yalavod ha-Nevi'im. And also it means the halochas, the dinim, which the Torah of Alpeh, which are the messages which are sent to you through my servants, the Nevi'im. Means the Torah was given over to the Nevi'im. Yeshua, most of us came the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im at the same time not only taught Nevuah, but Kodesh Baruch Hu. The main thing is they taught them the Torah. They taught them the Torah. The dinim, the halochas, all the shalas and shuvas, everything was by Nevi'im. In those days, still came to the Antik Nesach Torah. So it means the Torah which he commanded your forefathers, and when it comes to the individual halacha, how to conduct yourself. Shavakti aleichem yad avodah nevi'im. So it's, in other words, the Novi, we have to think of a Novi like a Rosh Yeshiva gives shiurim in let's say in halacha, and then and gives him a shmuz at the same time, once in a while. And Novi Yeshai was the Talmud Chochem, who taught the Talmidim Torah, and all the Torah, the whole Torah is about there, all the Torah is about there, and then from time to time he gave a Moses Moses. So it's all in the Nevi'im are like this. That means they give the Nevi'im. So, the law shall make, but they didn't listen. They yakus orpum, the orpum, and they made their neck hard, like the neck of their fathers. Which means, when I want to have to bend down, my neck has to be soft enough to allow me to bend down. If the neck is stiff, I can't bend down. So wasn't stiff by itself, it made it stiff. That means what we call stiffness. In other words, you don't give in spite of all the Musa. Nobody gave in. I said, lo, he mean you by Hashem Elohim, like the five forefathers that didn't believe in Hashem Elohim. Vayimasu eskufa. Then comes the second step. First they kept still the mitzvahs. They brought Dita, but it's all in addition to the mitzvahs. You know, Nashem, for instance, he was he kept, he knew all the halachas, and he deem see a sapas on which side to make a broch over the bread, and you cut the bread, and the side where it's the crust is, and the other side, they learned Torah and they kept the Torah in addition to other results. But then come another stage, a further development by masters. Then they rejected the book. As Berisa as a course of also, and the bris which he made with their forefathers. They advos of us a hate to him. Advos of is a word that we have in Tehillim. Ados and Ados. And he is meant here the testimonies which he testified for them. Now the word Ados of is actually the plural of Adi. Adi means a precious something, an ornament. So when we say Ados instead of Ados, it means precious testimony. Precious testimony. A Shahedra. They went after nonsensical things. Then comes the Avodah Zorah, the rejection of the mitzvahs. But since you have no mitzvahs, you have to have other things. Because you have to make life interesting. You have to have something. So, there comes something else. You have to have Hevel, Nashkat. Games, some plays, and all kinds of events. Foolish things. They became themselves Heder. Themselves within them. Then they followed the Goyim which are surrounding them. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded, don't do it to him like them. Then that development is a whole description. Then eventually all mitzvahs. Still people kept certain mitzvahs. They made themselves Maseicho. That means a molten image. Nei Agolim. Vayash Tzu Agon, that's Yehovah. Vayash Asheiro. Vayash Ta'ar Achor, that's Achor. Vayash Ta'ar Achor, that's Achor. Vayash Ta'ar Achor, that's Achor. In other words, he is a recapitulation. First, left all mitzvahs, I said. But it all started out from the two golden caps of the Rebbe and the Aseirah and the Baal which Achav instituted. Then finally, Vayaviru es b'neim es b'naseim b'eish. They carried their children, their sons and daughters through the fire. We had that before one of the last kings of Israel, who says who was taking his children through the fire, Ochot. I mean, oh, not Ochot. We had here, and he took his children through the fire. Anyhow, Vayavdu, Vayiksimu Kisomi, then comes another habit. Actually, Yiksimu Kisomi means magic, engaging in magic. That's another thing. People engaged in black magic, or white magic, whatever it is. Any kind of form of magic, by nachesha and superstition, and then became goyim not only by doing what they did, the whole Jewish outlook on life changed. Became so assimilated to the goyim, by yismakru lazu torah be'ene Hashem la'izal, they sold themselves. The meaning here, they devoted themselves to evil in the eyes of Hashem la'izal to make him evil. Which means they became fanatics. Then nobody was so fanatical in the worship of Avodah Zorah as the Jews were. It's the opposite. That means they had sold themselves. And you cannot do any else. You're completely dedicated to one thing and nothing else matters. So now this the Novi explains that why this happened. So Hashem was very angry against Israel. Anger means almost the midas ha-din without rachamim. Usually the din and rachamim is combined. So here was anger. Very anger means no more rachamim. Vayisirem me'alponov, and he removed them from his face, meaning no more hashgocha on Israel, special hashgocha. Lamisha rak shevet Yehuda levadal, all that was left is shevet Yehuda. Gam Yehuda v'shomas mitzvot Hashem alakim. Doesn't mean that they were so holy. They were also not good. Eventually, they also didn't keep it. And that is also blamed on Israel. They followed the Chukas Israel, which they did. Which means that they said, we don't follow the Goyim, we follow the Jews. That the majority of the Jews keep it, worship some of the Zohar and what other things. So they imitated their brother Jews. Vayimas Hashem b'chol zera Yisroel. So HaKadosh Baruch rejected the whole zera Yisroel. Vayanim, and he made him suffer. Vayitim yachosim, he gave them into the hands of destroyers. Ad asher yishlichom mitonov, till eventually he was subjected them. That means he removed them from his presence. When did that all start? When? Now that's the summary. When Yisrael cut itself off from the house of David, Yamlicho is Yerovim ben Nevot. And they made Yerovim ben Nevot their own king. Vayada Yerovim is Yisrael Acher Hashem. Yerovim had moved as Israel away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yechtiyom Chato V'Dolo, and made them commit a big sin. Ayelcho B'nei Yisrael, V'chol Hato Zerovim Asher Oso, and Yisrael followed in all the sins of Israel which he did, but even after Yerovim died, they didn't move away from it. Once they stick to it, they got to it, they stuck to it. At Azahezi Hashem Yisrael, now, Ponov, until Hashem removed Israel from his face, Kasher Diber, Yad Kol Avodah Vanavim. The same message had come to the hands of all the world of Vanavim, Vayigal Israel Ma'alat Mosa, Ashuro, At Hayom Hazeh, until this day. Israel has been has driven out from its land in towards Asher, in the direction of Asher, because some of the cities which we have there, they are in Bogor, in Modai, but this is the direction of Asher, Ada Yom HaZeh, until this day when the Novi ripes this nest. I don't understand what. Yeah, well, it's different. The Midbar, nobody is worshipped, there will be so except once, Abel. The Midbar, they all, in spite of all the shortcomings, it was still a great generation. I mean, they were fed by the man, by the water named Miriam. They were protected by the clouds. They were learning Torah. Because of their greatness, they were punished. That we cannot compare to this. Here we are talking about total assimilation. There is nothing left but the ourselves. This is again entirely so, because we find later that Yirmiyahu HaNavi brought some of them back. Yirmiyahu HaNavi must have gone to them and gave them Musa, words of Musa, and some of them did teshuva. So eventually, from all the shvatim of Israel, some representatives came back to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not so that we are only the Shevet Yehuda in the Yom Kippur. Not like that. We are still a mixture of many 12 shvatim. Except for the small segments of it, that the majority is lost. Charis, do they come back or not? Yehovah Melech Asher, so the king of Asher brought, that since the whole territory was now empty, he resettled. That is the policy of the Assyrians. They resettled the territory. He brought people from Bogor to Kusho. That's why we call about the Kushi. That's what we say, the Kusi. These are the people from Kusho, the Abo, the Hamos, the Shavai, the Yoshe, the Ore, Shomron, Tachas Bnei Yisrael. He settled them in the cities of Shomron instead of the Bnei Yisrael. The Yoshe, Shomron. So first they took possession of Shomron, because that's the capital. The Yoshe, the Ore, and then they settled in all the cities. That we call them the Samaritans, Shamroni. They are Samaritans, not Jewish, they live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Israel, when they were in the beginning of their settlement there, La Yoru es Hashem, they were not afraid of Hashem. That means they didn't believe in Hashem. Shalach Hashem b'hem esu haroyos. So Hashem sent against them lions. And the lions were killing them. And what does that mean? So the Rashi explains. Rashi says, "Apopi sha'amim of the Gebulim heim yirei mikuno." All the going worship idols, but they still are a state of Hashem Yisrohu. V'kora lei Eloho de Elohayo. They call him the God of Gods. They even today, they go into existence, they still believe in the fathers. In other words, that means that whatever of the Zohar they worship, they have one highest, Elion, who is the Elohim of the Elohim. Because it says in the Pasuk, Shmi Noro Bagoyim, my name is feared amongst the nations, and they didn't fear me, which means like this. While the Goyim were in their own countries, they worshipped all kinds of gods, they still had to believe in a super god. For instance, the Greeks, Germans, Wotan. There's always one on top, they give him a name. Some superpower. And so they believed in it. Now when they saw that in the country where the Jews believe in supposed to believe in that, that's the Jewish God. And he allowed this country to be completely destroyed and emptied out. So he says he mustn't exist. They became less religious coming to Eretz Israel, because they say, see, evidently, the God of the land of the Jews is completely helpless. So why should we worship him in the form of a God of gods, since he evidently cannot do anything? So they became less God-fearing, which means they had no, like atheists, believed in no God. So here, the Rishpoga wants to show them that this is mistaken. So there came lions. Where do lions come from? I mean, it says that when the land is empty, there were some lions, and probably in certain spots in Eretz Yisrael, but now they multiply, and since there are no people who check their clothes, there became a lot of lions, and by Yahweh, the Yahweh the Melech Asher Lema, so the people told the king of Asher, Hagoy Meshech Misa, the nations which you have and taken away from their land, I told you, all the Shomrim and settled them in the cities of Shomrim, the Yodis Mishpat Re'eot, they do not know the rules of the God of the land. Evidently, they have offended the God of the land. My Shalabom is Sahoyas, therefore he has sent against them the lions. Hinam Memisim Osam, they're killing them. There's no protection. Kasha'enim Yodis Mishpat Re'eot, the reason is they do not know how to worship the God of the land. The king of Asher gave a command. He says, one of the Jewish Kohanim, whom you have to send him a rabbi. Now, there's one of the Jewish Kohanim that you have taken out into the Asher area, send him back, he shall teach them. They'll teach him. You shall teach him the law of the God of the land. So one of the Kohanim came, who was driven out of Shomron, and he settled in Beiseh, and he teaches them how to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, very interesting. This explains the machlokas in the Gemara for the kushim agere aroyas or gere em. Eventually, from all these nations, the most outstanding were the people who came from Kusa. While they came from different places, and Kusa is not even mentioned in the first place, eventually they multiplied and they became more prominent. So we call the whole, the Shamronim were called in the time of the Kush. A Kohen came, he taught them first of all what the Sefer Torah. And they learned first of all the Hebrew, the language which they spoke in. And they still spoke Assyrian. Now they learned Hebrew. And they used the Sefer Torah was written in the old Hebrew script. Not in the script in which we have the Sefer Torah, but the script the way they used to write letters. So this, and they wrote the whole Sefer Torah. And then he taught them to keep the Sefer Torah, not Torah Shabbatei, but Torah Shabbatei. So that they thought is what Jews are supposed to. So the Kusim adopted the Torah Shabbatei. But this is a long development, because it took a long time. Originally, we learned that today, they did both. They worshipped their own gods, and they also kept the Torah. And so the lion, the plague of lions, stopped. So they saw, first of all, that the God of the Jews is not so impotent as they thought he is. He had given up the Jews, but not keeping the Torah. But they're not supposed to keep the Torah. So voluntarily, gradually, more and more, they took a long period. Long time they didn't see a worship Avodah Zorah anymore. There was no Avodah Zorah. Gradually, at the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no Avodah Zorah anymore. And the Kushim kept everything alone, not Torah Shebaal Peh, only Torah Shebikhtav. So when the Torah says the matzah shall not be hummus, and we should eat matzahs, the Kushim baked matzahs, he says matzahs Kushim and Peres, or Yotza only be a chavos and Pesach. He means it was the best matzah, I mean the best hand matzah in the world. And it says the matzah, because a mitzvah shakes the mitzvah which the Kushim accepted upon himself, Habim metakdim ba yosem yisroel, ba mo metakdim ten yisroel. The matzahs, when there was no chomet, there was no chomet. You could eat them in Pesach, there's no question. But the home give a hefzer, it's better than the stuff of matzahs after. I mean, the chachomim put the hefzer on it. Yosem ahevi, the chomet of Pesach. And it's made by these people, by Kushim. Made by these people, Kushim. And there was a machlokas in the Gemara, for the Kushim is gere emes. Eventually it took hundreds of years, but eventually they kept the Torah, whatever they keep, the Shabbos ran strictly, the Kashrus or Oyas or so, they are the Kushim Emes again. Now they don't keep all the Torah, but whatever they did is for Emes, so they're treated like Jews, or are they Gera Roya? They only Gera because of the lions, but they're not really Gera. It's a big machlokas. Until the Fani made a big discovery. The Kushim made a temple on Mount Gerizim, which was a pattern after the Samikdash. And in the Kodesh HaGadoshim, they found a pigeon at first, you know, which they worshipped. Nobody knew about it. Well, then they said, Kuzma Lagoyim, and the wine is also, and the bread is also. So, but there was a period before they discovered that this is Kuzma. It's very interesting. The pigeon, the dove, in the Christian religion, is the Holy Ghost. Ruach HaKodesh in the form of God. So the Christian took that from the Kushim. They took that from the Kushim. The God. So that was, the man made a picture of the Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it is. So this is Avodah Zorah. Once they found out Avodah Zorah, Nachomim did not accept. It's very interesting. The time when Ezra, when Rehoboam wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kushim came, and they say, Shamronim, then we want to build with you together. We believe in the same God. So he said, Lo'nu lochem, libnas beis Hashem. We don't want to build the beis Hashem with you. We don't, you have no right to, this belongs to us. And so already at that time they rejected it. This is why they became such enemies. And he spoke to us and said to Ezra, how many stumbling blocks they put in the way of the Jews in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, because of the fact that they first wanted to join, but they were Nevi'im, they told them you're not to. So they just said, we don't want anything with you. So later on the Chachom found out why the Nevi'im rejected them. The Nevi'im rejected them because in reality they were only Gea or Yos, and they worshipped them on the Torah. The Nevi'im rejected them, but the Chachom later didn't know why they rejected them. And it was a question, of course, they cannot build the Beis HaMikdash, but otherwise they're good Jews. They make matzahs, you can eat their matzahs. And instead of Kushi makes a shechita. Then you watch them. So shofet, they could take a shofet, you watch them, see the chalat is alright, the shechita. So you couldn't use the Kushi for a shofet. That is only according to Mandar Omar, who says, Kushi magera emes. Once they found out Kushi magera emes, the worship of the Zohar, they fooled the people. That the religion is Avodah Zorah. So the whole idea is Gera Royas. So then they were declared as Goyim. And since they were declared as Goyim, they were a very powerful group, a part of the population. They dwindled down. They're still today, I think a few hundred still exist. And some people in El Sisron, they go there to Shomron, and they give a show. They bring a Korban Pesach. You know, when you pay money, they bring Korban several times. Have a coin, and they have a Sefer Torah. At the Sefer Torah, and in fact, the Ramban brings that. How did he know the old Hebrew people script? He learned it. It comes the Sefer Torah from the Shomronim, because they write the Sefer Torah in the old Hebrew script. That's why he knew how to decipher the old inscriptions in old Hebrew and Ibris. This is what the Kushim is. Of course, the Kushim, in the meantime, they said, we are the true Jews. came to Alexander the Great and said, we are the true Jews, and the other Jews are included. They're not, we are the Jews. Well, this is like today they say there was no Holocaust. He changed the history, you know. All right. He came up with Moses Kovtev. And we've learned, let's start in Kovzayim, that Kafne le Asher Leino, Alivu Shomu Eved Nahakoni. The people whom he exiled from Asher and Kovel and so forth to the land of the former Aseret Kovodim, Eretz Yisrael, were plagued by lions. And so the king of Asher commanded that they should bring to Eretz Yisrael one of the Jewish Kohanim. I say, he greets him, Misham, which you have exiled from there, and they, Ve'yelchu V'yeshvesho. Now it says, they go and they shall dwell there. Now a person says, Arizosham Echot Mehakon, one of the Kohanim. That means one is the leader, and he shall take along some other Kohanim. That's the reason that one person cannot do it. It's a big area of land. So that means they shall come, and they settle there again. The Yorim es Mishpat Elheis Ohores shall teach them the laws of the God of the land. They believe that Hashem is the God of the land, and then when they teach them the God, the laws of God of the land, one of the Kohanim whom they had originally exiled from Shomron, and he settled in Beisel. And he was teaching them how they shall fear Hashem. Now what means how they shall fear Hashem? Now which it means as a way how to fear Hashem. If they are not the good to keep the Torah, so what did they teach him? They teach him like this, and they are Goyim. Goyim have to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. They teach him the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But the one thing is that one of the main basic of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Avodah Zorah is forbidden. One of the laws of Bnei Noach is Avodah Zorah is forbidden. They cannot, the Bnei Noach have no mitzvah to worship Hashem. It doesn't say so. It's not one of Hashem's mitzvah, no. They are not supposed to have an Isha of Avodah Zorah. So if they want to worship any God, they cannot worship Avodah Zorah. Number two is an Isha of Megadeth. Bnei Noach is not supposed to curse Hashem, so that's forbidden. So, but there's one thing is it results from there that they cannot worship Avodah Zorah. However, there's one thing which a goy is not forbidden. He may have shittu means partnership. If the goy believes in one God and he worships one God, but he says that the one God has, let's say, certain sons and cousins and whatever it is, they whom he has also given certain rank in his, in other words, he believes that God has created the son, but he wants you to worship the son too, because it's one of his servants, and the servant of a king is also a servant. That's not forbidden to a god. So the Christian religion, for argument's sake, to us is Avodah Zorah. Because the Jew is Mefuy Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echo. Ein Ot Milvada. Once a person says that something besides Hashem, anybody, any force, angel or whatever it is, that's already Avodah Zorah, and we have to give our lives for it. The Goy is not forbidden. The Goy has no such issue. A Goy, as long as he believes there is Hashem, Hashem created everything. But amongst his creatures, that he also allows, let's say, that the creatures also be served, that we worship him, to angels and pray to angels. As long as the goy is not Avodah Zorah to a goy, It's Avodah Zarah, but it's not forbidden. It's called Shita. So most Muslims say that for the Christians, it is not forbidden to worship their different idols that they have. That's not for them. For us, it's Avodah Zarah, not for them. So this is what they taught him. They taught him, you can worship Kibani Avodah Zarah as long as you believe that there is Hashem. Mishpat Lahei Oretz, there is one God, the Reishis Bore, the Gimel, the Shemayim Zohar, created everything. But as long as you believe that, and all your gods that you have, that they're all creations, they're angels or whatever it is, and you can worship them, you can continue to do so. It's not forbidden. To Jews, this is an issue. You mean to us, this is Avodah Zarah. So this is, that was called Mishpat Lahei Oretz. And as soon as they did that, the lions didn't come anymore. So this is how that was said. That was what they taught him. Yeah. I don't think I understand the word you said. It's the air conditioning. Can you tell me what he said? And well, then they are certainly against us, the Sinai Hashem. They believe the Torah is false. Then they are enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about that. They leave us alone. They leave us alone. They believe in their God. In addition, they also worship all kinds of things in Jacob Zerah. So believe us alone. It doesn't interest them. No, then they are not the seed of Umas Olam. They're not the seed of Umas Olam. They don't belong to the Hasid Hefna Olam Abor and so on. We are not talking about this, but you're talking about, there's a big difference. The difference is one is called Hasid Umas Olam, that believe there's Hashem, one Hashem, nobody else, and they gave a Torah to Yisrael. And in the Torah it says that the Goyim have to keep seven mitzvahs. They're called Hasid Umas Olam, they're called Olam Abor. And you have to treat him with great respect and so on and so on. We're not talking about those. These are idol worshippers. They're Avodah Zarah. No question. The only thing is, as long as they accept the existence of Avodah Zarah and they believe that their idols are created, they're still of Avodah Zarah. But they don't violate that din of Avodah Zarah, which is part of Sheva Mitzvah, do they know? Yeah, alright, that's clear. So, this explains now the posuk Vayiyu Ozin of this Goy Goy Eloh, each one nation. We said they were exiled, some from this part of the empire, some from that part of the empire. Vayiyu Ozin Goy Goy Eloh, each nation, each group, each landsmanship, they made their own gods. Vayanichu Bebeis Habomos Asher Sham Romi, and they put it in the house of the Bomos, which the Jewish Shomronins had made. There were a big temple called Beis HaBomos, which the Jews had made, worshipping on the Bomos, the Rishoyim. The house was still intact. They put their gods into that Beis HaBomos. Goy Goy Bo'oreim, each nation in their respective cities, Asherheim Yoshimbo, in other words, in one town, people from Kusa were living. In the other time, people from Lachalach, Chobo, I mean, they mentioned all kinds of names here. But Anshe Bovel, for instance, the people of Bovel also as Sukkos Benos. They made the Sukkos Benos. This is the name of a God. Sukkos Benos. Now, the word Sukkos is related to Sechri, means a rooster. And Sukkos is a hen. It's a chicken. And Benos means the children of a chicken. So the Gemara says that Sukkos Benos means it's a chicken sitting on a hen. A picture of a chicken sitting on little chicks. Chicken sit called Sukkos Benos. So that was their God. The Anshimon made Sukkos Benos. Anshe Kus, the men, the people from Kus, these are the Kusim. Also says Nirgo. They had a Nirgo. Now the Nergal say it's a rooster, and it's a wild rooster. Anshe Hamos, people of Hamos, also says Ashimo. Ashimo is, they have that in some, it's a goat, you know, a tan. That is the Greek said that, tan, a wild goat. That's Ashimo. Then Avim also is Nifkas. Nifkas is a dog. A god looked like a dog. There's Tartok, and one god looked like a chamo. I mean, obviously, the human relation of the chamo. Looked like a called Tartok, they looked like a donkey. Vahas Farvim, the Sfarvim, they, Sofim is the name. They had a belief in burning their children. Sof is the name of Eish. Atramela and Anamela. These were two gods. Adramelech and Anamelech, a husband and a wife. And so they burnt their god, their children, in honor of Adramelech and Anamelech, Rehei Sefar Yoim, the god of the Sefar Yoim. Vayiu Yireim et Hashem, but at the same time they feared Hashem. Vayasu Lehem Mitzosom Tony Bumos. In order to show their respect for Hashem, they sacrificed on Bomos. They sacrificed on Bomos to Hashem. Notice that's the God of the land. He's the creator, he's the father. He created all the other gods. I asked him, they say, Mukta Umugosh Rishmi. And Malofi says, every place they sacrifice to me. The Novi says, so the Gemara says they call God Eloho Te Eloh, the God of gods. So that's the Goyim had accepted the belief that there's one creator God who made all the others. Well, that's the, for this, they made some of them, Kohanim Bomos. That means Mikzosam. From their group, certain group of them, they made Kohanim Bomos. Now you also remember Beis HaBomos. And they made these sacrifices in the Beis HaBomos. The Beis HaBomos was built from the original Shemronim. Well, the Shemronim worshipped HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Bomos, which of course was an Issacharis. But for the Goyim, that's certainly nothing wrong. They used these Bomos and made Mikzosam. Mikzosam means from some of them. It's more in Kedushin to the Machlokes. What means Mikzosam? Well, it's the lower people or the upper people. Some says mean hakotzim shibam. Some say kotzim shibam means the thorns. It means the more unfit and wicked people became the kohanim. And the vechadoma mean habechirim shibam. And some say they was ketzosim means the bechirim, the selected ones of the people. So it may have to do, which is suggested here by this Mechaba, it has to do with the further development. If I say that the lower people became, of the Shamronim became priests, and they worshipped God, the Lord Hashem is born in the Beis HaBomos, then that means they are Gera Aroyas, that means they are not real Gerim, that they didn't accept Kadosh Baruch Hu as the one God, only because of fear, but not in real in reality, didn't believe in it. When I say this, Mikzosim in Abchirim Shemayim, means there were some very fine people. They wanted to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only because of the alliance, because they realized, and that was the influence from the Malchus Yehuda, which was nearby. They realized there is something to it, to Yiddishkeit, and gradually, those Bechirim Shemem, gradually, it took a long time, period, hundreds of years. Eventually, the Kusim gave up all the Avodah Zorah, and they accepted the Torah, except Torah Shemitzav only, not Torah Shemavdeh. They accepted the Torah, and they have a Sefer Torah, written their own characters. They kept everything in the Sefer Torah. I've talked about it already. But that's the development taken took a long time, until the second Beis HaMikdash. In the meantime, there was idol worship, and at the same time, the worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
So they came, Emirain, the same Emirain, and their own gods, they were. So it says here, the same Hoyirain, they were fearing Hashem. They said, Lahem Hoyir Avdim, Kemishpia. Now, this next word means Kemishpat Agoyim, Ashehigu also Mishon. Now, the Malbim says that that refers to Jews. They say, we do the exactly as the Jews did, they were here before. They were not like the lions. They were good. In this